It's a map where you can click in whenever you want, and you can just write your idea on the map. And then everyone can see your idea, and they can comment on it.
And so why do it in the form of a map? We've, here in the United States, we've seen a lot of these kinds of sharing of ideas and people vote yay or nay. But why do it on a map? That's one of the parts of this that I hadn't seen before.
Well, we were actually inspired by another map made by the municipality of Copenhagen, where for cyclists, where you can go into a map and then you can put down wherever there's a problem on the road. For example, if there's a big hole in the cycling lane, and then the municipality will take care of it. And then we thought, well, we could make the same, but just with the ideas. So that was actually the reason why we made this. And also because we wanted it to be more of a visual opportunity for people. So if you actually see a map over your city or your area, it's easier to relate to it.
And part of the thing is you can see people around. So my neighborhood, what other ideas have people suggested? It almost ties it in with your community in a more concise way.
Yes, exactly. So you can see that, or maybe one person has this idea about the square outside your window, and you can just click in and comment on that, or you can write another idea. So it was to make it more of a visual experience.
And people can suggest ideas in all sorts of different categories. It's not just you have a pothole or something like that. It's all sorts of different ideas, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We wanted to make some kind of order in this, so it wasn't just all kinds of ideas, but you can, for example, put ideas within culture or traffic or urban development or city spaces. So in that way, it's also easier to think of an idea than just, you know, all kinds of ideas.
Right.
So we wanted to just make it easy and, yeah.
And so how many people have suggested, how's this being received so far?
Well, it's okay, actually. We see some activity on the map, and actually, I didn't think that beforehand, but actually people are commenting a lot on other people's ideas. So I think maybe it's easier that if you see an idea, then it's easy to comment on that.
And creating sort of a visual picture for people over the radio, I looked at it but don't speak Danish, but there's different color, almost like little dots. If you've seen a Google map, it will put those little pins in there. And there's different colors. Do the different colors represent like different categories, different types of ideas?
Exactly. So if you want to see like the ideas within the city spaces, like the physical ideas, then you can click on into that. Or you can see within youth and children, and then you can take those ideas and take a look at them. So, you know, it's you get an overview easier.
I know part of this concern with some folks is if you start opening everything up to the public, you're going to get just deluged with all these complaints, concerns, and it can become overwhelming for folks. Number one, has that been the case? And how have you dealt, once somebody suggests an idea, what happens with it then? What do you guys do with it?
Well, for your first question, actually, it's been a very positive tone on the idea map. So that's very good because we also expected people to be mad at everything and everyone because that's sometimes what happens when you open a forum like this.
Yeah.
But actually it's very good ideas and it's very concrete and it's about the city development. So that's good. But the original idea with making this map is just finding out people's thoughts about the city, and then as a local council, it's our job to get this local input, and then we have to bring it to the city government in some form. So the city or the inner city council, which is a group of people, they are going to make this strategic document with the visions and projects and ideas for the inner city. So that's where we're going to use these ideas. Maybe not all of them, but in a more general form.
And maybe put them up for some kind of assessment. Maybe there's be another layer. So we got these 10 ideas. Of these 10, maybe you could put it out there for people to vote on or something like that.
Yeah, that was actually the idea. So maybe finding the five best ideas within the cultural development in the inner city, for example, so that we get like a more general idea of what people would like for this part of the city.
I know it's late for you, and I want to let you go, but let me. Do you have any, having done this for a little while now, do you have any lessons learned? If there's something you were to do over again, is there something that you would do differently, or something that worked particularly well?
Well, I think maybe we would make like a competition, like you mentioned before. I think that would be a good idea to do that in the beginning when you actually launch the idea map, just to get a lot of attention on it, because it's a bit of a struggle to get people to write ideas on the map.
Yeah, it's kind of, here we use the phrase, if you build it, they will come. That doesn't always work. You have to encourage people.
Exactly. So yeah, it's a challenge to find ways of encouraging people, and we're still working on that. So that's a challenge.
But has the idea, I mean, it seems to me that the public would be fairly enchanted with this. All of a sudden, almost away, government can be sort of, you know, where do I start? If I have a complaint or if I want to put something forward, have an idea, where do I even begin? This all of a sudden gives people a place to begin.
Yes, it does. And I think maybe it also it makes people think about the development of their own area in a different way, because it makes them think that they can actually give an idea to the city government. And usually people maybe think, well, it's no use anyway. But here we actually open this forum for them so they can feel that they participate in the political development of the city.